I'm Rebecca Wolf. This is the Living Poets Show. And last night I was part of a reading in Gowanus, Brooklyn for the press Ugly Duckling to celebrate the publication of their magazine called Six by Six. So there were six poets, each reading for supposedly 6 minutes each, but I think we all read much longer than that. I'm not going to be able to play all six poets, but several of them. The first selection is actually a performance artist named Aki, and her performance included a lot of visuals, but I'm delighted to say that the recording fully represents her brilliance. But you do have to picture her with plastic bags filling with air, and then she ties them off and throws them into the audience as she speaks.
I believe people in this world is divided into four categories. The first category occupies 99% of this world. Actually, 99.9% of this world. If you can't see, you can come here. This way. The 99.9% of this world is occupied by this type of people called norm. Normal people. The norm, it's not a bad thing, right? 99.9. There are also three other kinds right here that I'm gonna introduce today. And it's always easy to start from this type. This type is called Tink. Of Tinkerbell, with wings flying up high by the skyline. Tink is a Madonna type. So for example, if Tink is a teacher, for example, everybody, all the students comes to the class 5 minutes before the class. They do all the homework. They even make you a lunch. They drive you everywhere. They do everything. They do everything to get attention from the Tink. Norm admires the Tink. But what happens here in return is rather sad. The Tink, sadly, just simply ignores them. Sad picture. So the way to tell who the Tink is in the room is to watch her friend. The friend that she claims tend to be anorexic or bulimic, because you know they gave all the energy to the Tink, and the Tink just doesn't give anything back to them. So you know they lose energy, lose water, and they start to just thin out. That's how you tell who the Tink is in the room. Now, opposed to the Tink, buried under the ground is this type. This type is called Odds. Odds has a really dark childhood, because you know she was buried under the ground, like really dark, dark childhood. Her childhood is characterized by a series of bullies by the norm. Because of that, the odd, you know, somehow like develops this complex feeling towards the normalcy, and then they just have like such a like sly view on the world, right? But what's interesting about odds is odds. First characteristic is odds is the first one to spot who the Tink is in the room. They know exactly who they are. So, and then, you know, also Tink also notices them, and somehow they just like kind of acknowledge each other and never talk to them. There's an end-polar relationship right here. Another interesting thing about odds is that once in her lifetime, odds is the only kind that, because she was buried under the ground, only kind that experienced this dramatic sunrise coming out of the ground. And it's such a revelation, you know? They finally see the light. They finally see the color. They finally see distance. They finally register the whole world is bigger. And then she feels like I should just take this opportunity and take this trip to conquer the world. So she takes this train to go around the world. But sadly, the train that she happened to take is called A-Train. Now, A-Train, you know, I live up in Harlem here, on 125th Street. I guess you all know, maybe Brooklyn people, but like, when you're up there, and if you wanna get there, the best thing to do is A-Train. I come from Japan, so like, I'm used to this punctual, fast train, right? I'm just like, hate the whole New York City subway. They stop at every 5 streets or 2 hours.